up for the first with sloppy, slow hockey. We picked it up in the second after in between the periods pep talk, and then they kind of started losing it again towards the end. And it's just been some key plays that have killed us, and you know, some bad decision making or some sloppy puck handling or bad passes.
I mean, if you were to take out the bad decisions in this game, I don't think anybody on either side would have a goal, because the one goal that you guys got as well was a bad decision on their part as well, and CJ Haft was able to blow past everybody, get the puck in, and put a great shot on net. But the play definitely felt like it picked up there in the second period for you guys. What is it that what's the message here in the second intermission? I mean, it seems like you get some opportunities on net, you guys could get right back into this one.
Yeah, we definitely got to get the puck on net. We're missing the net way too much or getting the shots blocked. It's rimming around and goes all the way back to our defensive zone. We got to restart again. We got to get those pucks on the pads, crash the net, get the rebounds, or if you're going to try and snipe it, you better hit a corner or something.
Right, because, I mean, the corners have been open a lot. I mean, this goal, it seems like there's areas to shoot, and guys really seem to be missing high. I don't know if that's a trend, because is this goaltender maybe going down a little bit early in Gutowski? Is that why guys looks like they're trying to go up top shelf?
Yeah, we've noticed during warm-ups, both goalies, actually, they drop down pretty quick. They cover that low area of the net, and those corners are wide open.
So it's just a matter of hitting your spots, really, is part of it. And, you know, when they do go down low as well, it means they can give up some rebounds with those pads. The rebound opportunities haven't been there, it seemed like. Well, nobody's been getting to them so far. Is that just making sure guys commit to crashing to the net? Because ISU does seem to want to be physical, but it seems like if you avoid their check, they're leaving themselves very vulnerable.
Yeah, the rebounds are there. We're just not in position to attack the net properly. We have to be spreading out, attacking the corners, and shooting the puck to get that rebound to the backside guy.
And when you look at it, too, for their goaltender in Gutowski, seems like he's seen most of his shots. Is that something as well, too? I mean, obviously getting the track in front of the net helps you get those rebound opportunities, but making sure to get in position to allow those guys to shoot through some traffic?
Yeah, we need to start working on that, and we also need to work on quick releases. We had a couple plays there where guys wind up and take their time, and next thing you know, it's hitting a skate and bouncing out of the zone or something like that, and we need to get in there and get a quick snapshot or something like that. Just get it to the net, get some traffic, and get some positioning there for a rebound.
And one of a play in particular that comes to mind was Simon Choi in the slot. Great pass from Garrett Becker, and he couldn't get it. He kind of lost the puck on the pass and then took the shot after he hesitated to just make sure that he held on to the puck and missed the net wide. So just keeping that puck on there. And they're going quick this time for the intermission. We had a very long first intermission, and now this one, they got the Zamboni out there quick.
Yeah, we only have one Zamboni driver, and he's also got to do the other game. So they lined up at the right time where he was stuck on that rink for the first 6 minutes of the first intermission.
Yeah, and now this one, I think they're trying to maybe catch up for the time, so we'll let you get back down there before the start of this one.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Eric. As that was assistant coach Eric Madden, as we were getting things ready, as they're going right back onto the ice now, so we'll stay here live as this one just about to get underway here very shortly. It's been a very odd game, there's no doubt about it. There wasn't a lot of time between getting here and getting on the ice. There was actually a Bloomington Thunder game right before this one, but that kind of maybe messed with some of the warm-ups that guys do, because they didn't get as much time on the ice pregame, but what they do before they get on the ice wasn't quite the same, as they weren't able to get into the locker rooms right away either. So maybe that kind of messed with the guys today to have a slow start, but they'll get a full night's rest. It's not until, I believe, 2:30 is the start of the game tomorrow. So there will be some time in between the games tomorrow, or in between, to get a little bit of rest and get to the rink early enough where guys can get ready. So Northwestern getting out there as they get ready to start off this third and final period. They trail 4-1 here at the U.S. Cellular Coliseum, as looks like we're waiting for one official as well, as there's only three of them out there so far. I'm pretty sure they've had a full crew here tonight as we await as part of ISU wasn't out onto the rink yet either. As we take a quick look at the Northwestern schedule, as that one is at 2:30 tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, excuse me. As we now get ready for the faceoff here at center ice, as it's one back to Northwestern, a pass cross ice. Good touch pass up ahead of Gatone. Gatone getting into the middle there as he tried to put it on for a shot, and I think he's going to get a penalty shot here as I see the hand pointing, and they're calling it a hook. Maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see what the call ends up being. Is I thought maybe he had gotten out and far enough, but it doesn't look to be the case. Looks like it's going to be a power play opportunity for Northwestern as it's slowly skating towards the box. It's one of the ISU players. As I was almost certain that he might have that opportunity, but they called it no penalty shot. So Zach Meyer goes into the box for the, I think they called him for a hook, as it could have been a hook, a trip, whatever you really wanted to call it. Gatone had that great opportunity, but now here we go. Choi off the faceoff, trying to drop it off for Gatone, who was sneaking in behind the player, but it goes right to that player, and Gal is able to send it diagonally off the boards and out of the ISU zone. Backhanded pass comes over to Garrett Becker, who goes cross ice, passing it up to Haft. Haft into the zone, stops at the top of the right circle. Feeds a pass across as two players met up, as this one will come to the top of the, and we'll just, no, it's held in. I couldn't tell. As this gets a Gatone now in the left circle, sends a shot forward, and the save made by Gutowski. As Gatone, I don't think, sent that exactly where he wanted to. Looked like he was trying to go short side, just got it right into the stomach of the goaltender. As ISU will change killers, a minute 28 left to go here on the power play for Northwestern. They haven't had anything to show on their power play so far, as this one will get one onto the stick of Choi. As he tried to bat it down low. Is this one in behind? Stick handling around one, but Choi takes it back. As Choi now, left wing corner, sends it up to Becker. Becker with a shot there, and the blocker save made. Backhanded shot. As a good save by Gutowski, as two players were tied up. As this comes over to the near side, as they're getting tripped up was Choi, no call. As that player was lost too, as Becker now holding on to it. Will ring it around over to where Choi is, as he had gotten back up, and Choi couldn't hold it in. This one will come back to Becker. As Becker streaks in, as he takes it to the right circle, tried to feed a pass into the slot, bounces away from one player, now onto the stick of Fuentes. As Fuentes, right wing half boards, lost the stick there. As coming in was Gatone to try and pinch, turns into a two-on-one, as there the shot that goes off the side of the net. And down in behind as two players check. 30 seconds left here on the power play opportunity for Northwestern. Good job there by Matt Johnson on that one. As this one will come into the right wing corner onto the stick of Turk. As Turk lost it there. Northwestern, enough time for maybe one more opportunity. As this one will be worked up along the near boards. Taken back by ISU there, however, right at the blue line. And it's going to be an offsides on Northwestern. As that'll be a faceoff, I believe, in the near dot. 7 seconds left here on the power play for Northwestern. So face off in the near dot. One into the zone as they control. It's Eric Shalick as he sent the shot. I think he just was trying to get it down low for his brother. Goes now to Eric Shalick, who gives it to Scott for a sharp angle shot. Rebound opportunity. Backhanded shot off the side of the net from O'Connell as he sends a nice pass over to Scott Shalick. Up to Mike Flynn, who sends a shot, and that was a headhunter. Goes up into the glass. Right wing half boards down to the right wing corner and in off the end boards. O'Connell pinning a player up. Frees the puck up onto the backhand of O'Connell as that one went through the skates of a player and comes down in the left wing corner. Back to 5-on-5 hockey as this one gets to Mike Flynn. He loads up, sends a shot low, but seeing it the entire way was Gutowski. Not much traffic in front that time and not able to get everything on it was Flynn as he had to get that one off quick. Got the quick release though, just not enough traffic in front. And just a little bit too much on the lift on the puck as it did not go off the pads and go away. As this one in the left circle passed up to the left point to Fisher as he sent it off the leg there of Shane Flynn, who gets it into the high slot. Stick handles around one, backhands a shot. Fed out in front there by Chapman and not able to finish it off on the near side was Fuentes as this one will come back through neutral ice. As this one will go right into the glove hand of the goaltender and Matt Johnson, as the whistle has not gone yet and now does. It's two players on the same team. Actually, I think he might just be holding that player off from meeting up with one of the Northwestern players. As it'll be Fisher, I believe, is the one who is actually, it looks like they're both going into the box. So Fisher taking one with him, and we'll see if it turns into 4-on-4, if it stays 5-on-5. Looks like it's going to go back to 4-on-4. We've had a lot of 4-on-4 hockey here in this one, as it's Fisher in there along with Anthony Salmo. Sorry, that's Anthony Salerno. The R in the N almost looked like an M. As they get the penalties up for this one, as it's back to 4-on-4 hockey. It's this one to the right wing corner, onto the stick of Garrett Becker. As Becker skates up along the left wing as he stick handles into the high slot, dropped it off there, lost the puck as it comes back out to neutral ice, onto the stick of Rosetto. As that one's pushed in by Becker, right to Choice. Choi tried to get a shot off, good lift of the stick. Couldn't get the shot off, as it was Sergison who took it away. Sends it over to the near side, onto the stick of Rosetto, rings it around, over to the free side where Choi and another player meet up in Turk, as Turk sends it down low. Down in behind, Rosetto hits the player there in behind, which allows for Ricky Gattone to take the puck, lost it off his stick to Sergison, as Gattone tried to lift the stick of Sergison, and the puck came free right to Rosetto. As Rosetto has to kick it back to his own stick, gets it over to Gattone at center ice. As Gattone into the slot, he skated, but the puck couldn't get there from Choice. He couldn't get it onto his stick. Sergison high slot as he holds on to that one, shoots and scores. I think he went 5-hole with that one to make it now 5-1 in favor of ISU. It was a player had his stick held his stick on Sergison's stick, so he couldn't really get the shot off at first. Just sent it low, and that somehow got through. As now Tony Fuentes will come into the net here in this third period with 15:45 left to go, as Northwestern trails by 4. So Fuentes here getting in net as his brother Mike Fuentes took the faceoff. As this one goes down to the right wing corner of the ISU zone and held in by Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn top of the left circle, stick handling around one, lost it off his blade. As right there, good lift by Mike Fuentes, took the puck back for Northwestern. As skating across and into the left wing half boards was Angel, as he met up with another player. That's Galat, skating up along the right wing. Tries to feed the pass through center ice, lost it off his stick. As there, a spin-around pass hits off the leg of a player, almost gets to Haft, as we get a call here, as we get a tripping call on ISU. 14 seconds left still of the 4-on-4, but we're going to have a penalty, a power play opportunity for Northwestern. It'll start off as a 4-on-3 and then go to a 5-on-4 after 14 seconds. So Northwestern, the first four out there will be Choi, Gattone, and I believe Rosetto on the far side, and Becker up at the point. So the faceoff, one right to Garrett Becker as he loads up, sends the shot, and that one hits off a player out in front. Choi with the second chance opportunity, couldn't get it to the net. Up to the point for Becker as he goes back down low to Choi. Choi bringing it off the board, sends a shot looking for the rebound opportunity as Gattone, as he gets checked away. As that one will go in behind, and we get a whistle here. As that one was held out of the ISU net, as this will be a faceoff in the left wing circle. We're back to 5-on-4 hockey now. Player had a broken stick in Ricky Gattone. As Gattone will have to go retrieve a new stick and make his way back out onto the ice, as he ends up taking a spill as he comes back out onto the ice for this faceoff. As the faceoff, he'll win it right back up for a shot from Galat, and it hits off a leg and goes into the right wing corner. Sorry, that was Garrett Becker. As I saw the three, I didn't see the whether it was a one or a two. As it was Haft, good pass to Gattone. As Gattone sends a shot and Kwiatkowski was there to cut off his angle. As this one will come back up to Garrett Becker. See, backhands one right towards the middle, towards Choi's stick, as it's taken away from Choi. Becker trying to come in, and a good stick there to stop the opportunity by Rosetto as he got down on one knee and stopped it. This goes in behind the net and over to the far side. Pass through center ice and down, as this one will come right to Tony Fuentes. We'll hit it over to the near half boards. 59 seconds left of the power play for Northwestern as Haft sends it over to Becker. Becker trying to pass it in towards the middle, hits off of his skate, and now up to Haft, as Haft lost it off his stick, right to an ISU player. Back over to the far side, sending it down. That one will get right past one of the players for ISU, then go right to John Rosetto, as Rosetto avoids a check, and now starts to skate up along the near side, as Rosetto passes it over to Haft. Haft tipping it forward, and in offsides was O'Connell. That'll bring the faceoff back to the near dot on the Northwestern side of the neutral zone for the faceoff with 13:32 left to go here in the third period. Still 28 seconds left on the penalty. As the faceoff will be controlled by Massey. As Massey gets his stick lifted, it goes right to Northwestern. Pass over along the left wing, over to where Eric Schalick was, taken away from him, and over on the far half boards, they take it right back to Northwestern and Eric and Scott Schalick. Hitting it to himself behind the net is Eric Schalick, as he avoids a check, coming off, looking for, he had an open defensive player skating in, and Mike Flynn, who will circle back around as the power play ends, as it's going to be back to 5-on-5 hockey here now, as this one goes down into the left wing corner. As on the near side, a couple players battle still for that puck as it gets to Mike Flynn, who will just send that one towards the net, blockered away by Gutowski, as now ISU starts up on a 3-on-2, taking it off to the left wing, dropping it off for a shot there, and Tony Fuentes with the save. As Kurtz was the one who made the pass, just trying to see the number of the guy in the middle. Looks like that was number 11 in Angel. So that one will come right back to Mike Flynn. Flynn, along the right wing. Goes offsides across the blue line off of the stick there of Scott Schalick for a faceoff in the far dot. 12:14 left to go. 5-1 still in favor of ISU. As the faceoff thrown into the ISU zone, taken off the stick of Matt James, who throws it right back into the neutral zone. As trying to send it off the boards there was Flynn, as trying to stick handle in was Chapman, as that one right along the blue line bounces around onto Fuente's stick as he skates past one player. Brought it into the zone, backhands it forward as he gets hit, as this one will go in behind the net. Down to the right wing corner, two players avoid it. A check as it gets to Matt James. Sends it up to the near side where Jordan Ross is. Jordan Ross getting it up ahead to Sagadin. And Sagadin lost it in the neutral zone as a player gets tripped up there. Looked like in Jared Fisher as the puck went right to Ross. Ross sending it to the right wing corner as it goes in behind the net. As there we got the hand up, as that one will be touched by Northwestern, as we will get a call interference on Northwestern. So it'll be a power play opportunity for ISU. As we'll see who the interference call was on, it looks like it was on Jared Fisher. So Fisher into the box for 2 minutes. As it'll be a power play opportunity for ISU. As Northwestern looks to kill off this one. So missing a defenseman, and they're already a little bit short on the defensive side of things, so have to do a little bit of extra work for Northwestern, as that one almost won to Choi as he works along the near side, as he put it forward and sends it down in where it'll be touched up by Gostowski, as this one will go back in behind. As that one will get past one player, And be thrown right back in. Back over to the far side. And skating in to the right, top of the right circle, and now down below. And circling around was Angel, missed his players. That one will come back out and go down into the ISU zone, where it'll be picked up by Schurz. As Schurz, cross ice pass, stolen away by Ricky Gattone, hits it up to Choi. As Choi with Gattone right there, passes it to Gattone, shoots and scores. As Ricky Gattone now makes it 5-2 on the shorthanded opportunity. A minute 16 left to go. Good play there by Simon Choi to just drop it off for Gattone. Well, backhanded it over to him. Make this a three-goal game with 10:37 left to go. Still some work needs to be done by Northwestern. They still trail in this one. As they trail by three and still have a minute 16 to kill off. But the shorthanded goal, definitely a momentum booster for Northwestern. Can they capitalize on the momentum that they've gained is the question after they kill off the rest of this penalty. As the puck along the near side, skating up with it to the right wing corner. As this one in behind the net onto the stick there of Rosetto. As this one will bounce up into center ice and nicely hit out of the air by O'Connell as he sent that one down deep. As there, good stick from Fuentes, and now centering pass, O'Connell scores and makes it now a two-goal game. What a play there by Mike Fuentes, and a great pass onto the stick of Brandon O'Connell, who one-timed it into the net right past the goaltender in Gutowski to make it a two-goal game. 5-3 now Northwestern. There's definitely some momentum on their side now. Two shorthanded goals here in the span of, I mean, not even 30 seconds. As the official coming over to the near side, or to the Northwestern bench, just was getting in position as this one comes over to the far side. Good check there by Becker, freed the puck up, but it went right to an ISU player. As this one over on the near side, and now back up to the point as two players almost collided. As this goes back down into the near half boards, pulling it off there and taking it down in behind was the player on ISU and number 66 in Linka as he sent it back up top. Gives it off to his captain in Sergison. Good poke check, but it went right up to the point. As there, a shot that goes off the side of the net. There's a lot of room there for Massey. Couldn't get it towards the net on his backhand. Probably wishes that he was a righty. As that would have been on his forehand. As we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. As this one's sent out by Northwestern. As Fisher had come out of the box. Over along the near side. As this one will be freed up to Northwestern. Onto the stick of Mike Flynn. Who will at least send this one back to neutral ice. As this goes down to the right wing corner. Over to the near side. Poked just out into the neutral zone by ISU. And then thrown back in. As it'll get back over to Gilbert. As Gilbert goes behind his own net with it as he on the pass. As that one's stolen away almost by Haft. On to the near side. As this one will get over to number 22 in Ross. As Ross sending it forward. As Mike Flynn able to cancel him out. And able to work his way and get the puck up ahead to Choi. As this one will come back onto the stick there. And almost a two-on-one opportunity. But able to lay down in front of Scalat. But it somehow got over there eventually for the goal on Steve Kurtz's stick. As it came right back to him, and now it's back to a three-goal lead for ISU with 8:30 left to go. So all that momentum gained by Northwestern, that'll deflate it as this will be a face-off from center ice as it'll be Shane Flynn out there along with Chapman and Fuentes. And then on the back end, you've got Garrett Becker and Jared Fisher. But Northwestern, the two quick strikes, they're seeing that they can have some opportunities if they just work on it. As this one will come over to Fuentes. As he feeds it out in front for Shane Flynn. As Flynn, that one he gets upended. As this one will come over to the near side. As that one almost to the player there in the left wing corner. It'll go past number 28 and Kurtz. As Kurtz lost it off his stick. And that one ends up going off the official. And Shane Flynn's able to backhand it back to neutral ice. As this one will get past the player there, go to the right wing corner. It's on Jared Fisher's stick. As Fisher stops in behind his own net, trying to circle around as he gets met up with the players. A shot out in front and a goal. As that was, I believe it was Steve Kurtz again. So Kurtz with two goals there really quick. As it's 7-3 now. ISU with the lead. So after Northwestern was able to get it back to within two, it has quickly gone back to a four-goal lead with 7:50 left to go. So ISU, I think, probably has put this one comfortably out of reach now, unless Northwestern can get a quick spurt of goals again. As this one comes over to the far side, this one, two players end up getting tied up with each other as this one will come right to the blue line, and skating in with it for a shot there was Scott Shalick. Goes into the right wing corner where O'Connell tried to get on the puck, but he was checked off as he hits a player. That frees the puck up for centering pass. Nobody was there on Scott Shalick's opportunity. As this one has gotten a little bit chippy too. Right wing circle, and we get a whistle here. Slashing is the call. Believe it's going against ISU. Wait to see who it is. Think that might be Santonio Slamoni is the one, I believe, that they pointed to, and it is. So he'll go to the box for 2 minutes. Northwestern with another power play opportunity. They've done great shorthand in Northwestern, and they've given up a shorthanded goal as well, but they have not scored on the power play. So right wing circle face off here. You got Ricky Gatone, Choi out there as well. Becker, as it's one right to him for a shot opportunity. Rebound, and that one goes over the net. As backhanded that one forward is Gatone, as Rosetto raced over to try and hold it in the zone. As this one will come over to Garrett Becker. Becker along the near side, skating in. Holds up there, looking for a place to go as he takes it in behind the net. Passes it over to Haft. Haft, 10 circles around, trying to go diagonally over to Rosetto as it'll come back to the left wing half boards. As Haft feeds it over for Choi, and Choi can't get a shot opportunity off. Down into the right wing corner. Couple players on either side trying to dig that puck off the board. Says holding it there was Mayer. Northwestern able to get it to Gatone. Sent over top of the right circle. Rosetto as his shot missed the net as it goes to the right wing half board. Sent back down low by Choi. Choi back up to Gatone. Gatone from the high slot sends a shot and a good blocker save made by the goaltender in Gutowski. Is able to work this one out finally was ISU. As they're able to change their killers as they had some tired guys out there. Starting up along the left wing, is there a hook as the player's stick got stuck in Garrett Becker? No call. That's this one in behind the net to the right wing corner. Back up to the right point. Flynn down to the right wing half boards and down to the right wing corner where it goes to Scott Shalick. As Shalick missing the puck, or backhanding the puck over to the left wing corner, but nobody was there, but held in nicely by Garrett Becker as he loads up. As his shot deflected wide, I think he's either tired or he might have broke a stick almost, it looked like, too. As this one comes over to the near side for a shot opportunity that goes off the side of the net. Good stick there by Tony Fuentes deflected it away. As looking to maybe send that puck forward was Mike Flynn as he handles around one player. As this one comes over to the right wing corner. As there, that puck out in the blue paint somewhere as people trying to hit it home. Nobody was able to. So now, face off to the right circle inside the ISU zone. Back to 5-on-5 hockey with 5:06 left to go. 7-3 ISU with the lead. And we had a span of about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, where we saw four goals. Two on either side, which put this game right back to where it was. Off to the near side, trying to hit it up ice, was Mike Flynn. Came right back to him as he backhands it forward on a Shane Flynn stick. Is their player getting a little bit tripped up in Fuentes along the near side. As a good poke there by good poke, sending it into the right wing corner was Chapman as he gets the puck on a turnover. As he tried to backhand that one out in front, but a good stick by the goaltender and Gutowski covered it up. 4:37 left to go. Player lost their glove, picking it up there, and Shane Flynn, as it'll be a left wing circle face off with 4:37 left. Ricky Gattone in there on the faceoff, wins it to Fisher, as Fisher gives it off to Choi. Choi around two players, looking for a place to go with it. Sends it down low for Haynes. Haynes with a shot in the goal to make it 7-4. As back, as now Northwestern, excuse me, making it 4-7, back to within three. As with 4:24 left to go, they can get another quick one. Really, they need a quick two, try to get this one back to one. But 7-4, they've created another opportunity. Is that one off the top part of the glass? Goes right to Ricky Gattone, who throws it in behind. That's the second for Haft here tonight as well. As Choi backhands one towards the middle, but unfortunately it was falling to the ice, and his pass went a little awry. This one comes over to the near side. Pass out into the slot there for number 9 in Massey, as that one poked away, top of the left circle. Left wing half forwards and back up to the left point for a shot. That deflects wide there from Massey as he puts a hit on a player. As Northwestern, a good backhander, as that one trying to send it to Haft was Gattone. As Gattone holds on to this one, now sends it out in front. And I don't know how that one didn't get through the blue paint. Went over to the near side. As that one will be sent back down, and that should be an icing, and it is. Get a player trying to go off for ISU, but he's stopped before he can. As Northwestern needs to try and take advantage of the opportunity here, so they can try and make this 7-5. But 3:34 left, they've got to get these goals quick, or they've got to think about pulling Tony Fuentes soon. We'll see what they decide to do. As from the left wing circle, that one will just get off of the skate and out into the neutral zone. As this one to the right wing half boards, to the right wing corner, as their player goes to the ice. We got a hand up in the air, and you're going to get a trip. And Garrett Becker, and I'm a little shocked that they called that. There's been a lot of things that they could have called, and they decided to call that one. So now Becker will go into the box. It'll be a power play opportunity for ISU. The last time they were on the power play, though, for ISU, they gave up two shorthanded goals. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise for Northwestern. They hope so, at least, as this one will go to the far half boards. As this one now will go up to the left point, now over to Turk, who tries to go cross ice, but a good leg there as that one backhanded forward up onto Scott Shalick's stick as he tried to get around as Katowski was able to hit it away. As that one thrown back, as ISU able to avoid disaster there as they almost gave up another short-handed goal. Good job there by Gutowski. He just came out at the right time to hit that puck away, as that one will go right out in front, and not able to get it onto his for a shot was Kurtz, as that would have been his third. As it'll be a face-off in the left wing circle. Steve Kurtz on the year is 11 points before this game, already with 13 in this one with the two goals. As this one from the left wing circle, Choi able to get it onto his stick. Knocked it out of the air as this one will come over to the near side. Onto the stick of Mike Flynn as he sends this one high off the glass. It'll get right onto Choi's stick in the left circle as he sends a shot in Gutowski with the opportunity that the save and covered it up for a left wing circle faceoff. As Northwestern change their killers on the back end, as they need, if they can get a goal here off of the faceoff, that would benefit them a ton. As the left wing circle faceoff will get onto Choi's stick, as he's going to skate it back out of his own end, as he'll go cross ice with the pass, as they will diagonally send this one down into the ISU zone, as Northwestern will change Choi off. As there, Gattone tried to take that one away. As this one goes into the right wing half boards, almost stealing it away was Fuentes. As this one comes over to the far side, as Rosetto knocked a player down. As Rosetto gets taken out now, as this pass will come through center ice, but right onto the stick there of an ISU player, but bounces right at the blue line and right to Fisher. Fisher from the far side sends it off the far boards, as this one will be sent down into the right wing corner. As this one along the near side, a Shaq almost freeing the puck up, and now finally does, as this one going along the left wing. 12 seconds left to go here as O'Connell sends a shot in. Rebound opportunity in Gutowski with the two saves as it goes into the left wing corner. Back over to the near side as ISU just trying to relieve the pressure. As a minute 17 left to go here, as this one will go off the end boards. In behind Northwestern, it's back to 5-on-5. They trail by 3 as this one will come over to the near side. As that one now will go back up ice and now on to Choi's stick. As Choi trying to stick handle into the zone, couldn't do it. As Haft lost it off his stick right to number 27 for ISU. Tries to send a shot in, was Fleming. As this one goes to the left wing half boards. As that one poked away by Ricky Gattone. Over along the far boards, hits a leg out in front and Fisher, 42 seconds left to go. As Haft able to send this one up to Choi as they have a 2-on-1. Choi along the left wing, fakes the shot, centering pass, and we get a whistle here as we're going to get a call against ISU as the player going into the box not happy at all. And Fleming, as it'll be a power play opportunity to finish this one off for Northwestern, 7-4. We'll see if they try to go 6-on-4, if they'll stay with the 6 or the 5-on-4. It looks like they're going to just stay 5-on-4. As it is Gattone out there along with Choi and a couple of others as Haft with the quick shot opportunity as that rebound bounces around. Haft trying to hit it out of the air. Is that one out in front? Gattone, rebound opportunity as that one covered up by Gutowski on Gatone's shot. Good job by Gutowski to make the save. As the faceoff will be in the left wing circle. Inside the ISU zone, 22 seconds left as they win this one back up to the point. Cross ice pass, and now looking for the player on the back end for Choi, goes right past him. As Choi now sends it back up to Becker. Becker looking for a lane, sends it back over to Choi. As Choi loads up, sends it forward as it deflects off a couple of player, backhanded shot and a goal. As it got onto the stick there, I believe that was that Gallant who ended up getting the goal. To make it now 7-5, 4 seconds left to go in the game though. But Northwestern able to bring this game back to within 2, but unfortunately there's not enough time for them to completely come back in this one. But a nice goal by Gallant makes this a 2-goal game. So 4 seconds left to go here. We'll have the faceoff drop from center ice as this one just backhanded towards the net. And that'll do it. It goes 7-5 here at the end of this one. Northwestern falls victim to ISU in this first game. So I'm sure they're not going to be happy with the loss here. But for Northwestern, it was a good showing there in the third period. At least on the goal scoring side of things. The game ended up finishing 7-5, so they brought it back to 2. So they did score more goals in this third period than what ISU did, but still weren't able to catch back up. We'll take a timeout, and then we'll be back with assistant coach Evan Spangenberg here on SportstownChicago.com.
Your friend Tom Waddle here. You've heard great things about the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, haven't you? You're interested, aren't you? So why haven't you done anything about it? Don't waste another minute in a career you don't love. You can be the next great announcer, DJ, producer, or TV reporter. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting provides hands-on training in radio, TV, and online media. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, you'll learn key skills from industry pros while working with professional equipment on air and behind the scenes. Still need to keep the 9-to-5 job? Their flexible class schedules can work around any schedule. Short on cash? They have very affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. You'll have access to amazing internships and job placement assistance when you graduate at top radio and TV stations like ESPN. Apply now for the Illinois Center for Broadcasting spring classes and start your new career in less than a year. Learn more at beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's up? This is Jonathan Hood from ESPN Chicago. People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, you can do just that. ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes now. Listen up. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations like ESPN Chicago, where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. I also teach at ICB, so I know firsthand that it's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports and see what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you could start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's up? This is Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night on ESPN Chicago. Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard can help you find the career you love. I also teach at ICB because I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Well, ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes right now. Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training, on-air, and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations like ESPN Chicago, where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. Why waste another minute in a career that you just don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports and see what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Start a new career in 1 year. What's up? It's Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night, an instructor at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Don't get stuck with high tuition that a 2 or 4 year college will cost you. Train intensively on your radio or TV career for 1 year with affordable tuition. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, here's what you'll get. Flexible day and night classes, hands-on experience, amazing internship opportunities, and excellent job placement assistance. Put your passion to work. Visit beonair.com/Chicago Sports. You know you want to. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Dave Jude. If you love a career in sports, check out the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports or text Chicago Sports to 33239. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting trains you for on-air and behind the scenes in radio, TV, and web. With internships, financial aid for those who qualify, and job placement, start your career in less than a year. Check out exciting sports careers at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports or text Chicago Sports to 33239.
You can have a new career in 1 year. This is Tom Waddle for the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Don't get caught in the high tuition that a 2 or 4 year college will cost you. Train intensively on your radio or television career for 1 year with affordable tuition. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, here's what you get. Flexible class schedules, hands-on experience, amazing internship opportunities, and excellent job placement assistance. Put your passion to work. Visit beonair.com/Chicago Sports today. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Herb Lawrence. If you love sports and you want a career in broadcasting, then go to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting trains you for careers in radio, TV, and online media. With internships, financial aid for those who qualify, job placement assistance, and day and night classes, you can start your new career in less than a year. Take it from me, Herb Lawrence. Check out the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hey friends, this is Tom Waddle. You may know me as good old number 87 or as the better half of the Waddle and Sylvie show. People often ask me, hey Tom, how could you be so slow and make it in football? Well, I ignore that question and then they ask, Tom, how can I be on radio and TV like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, you can do just that. ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes right now. You can learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play or shoot and edit video. Plus, you'll have a chance to get internships where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. And with job placement assistance, you can start your new career in less than a year. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. See what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. Visit ICB today. Beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Tom Waddle here, and I know you've heard great things about the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, haven't you? Interested, aren't you? Don't waste another minute. You can be the next great announcer, DJ, producer, or reporter. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting provides hands-on training in radio, TV, and online media. Classes taught by industry pros with affordable tuition and job placement assistance. Apply now for spring classes and start your new career in less than a year. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
SportsTownChicago.com is the internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
You love sports? You have drive and determination, but you need the skills to work in the industry. This is Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night and instructor at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. ICB provides hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn how to work on air and behind the scenes with internships and job placement assistance at stations like ESPN Chicago. You can start a new career in a year. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. You know you want to be here. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program.
My name is Greg Easterling. I work for The Drive, 97.1 FM radio station in Chicago, on the DJ forum. It's very important to get those basics as far as broadcasting and to be in a place where you can get hands-on experience. And then when you get into an internship situation with a regular station, and you're valuable in a situation like that.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Your friend Tom Waddle here. You've heard great things about the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, haven't you? You're interested, aren't you? So why haven't you done anything about it? Don't waste another minute in a career you don't love. You can be the next great announcer, DJ, producer, or TV reporter. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting provides hands-on training in radio, TV, and online media. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, you'll learn key skills from industry pros while working with professional equipment on air and behind the scenes. Still need to keep the 9-to-5 job? Their flexible class schedules can work around any schedule. Short on cash? They have very affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. You'll have access to amazing internships and job placement assistance when you graduate at top radio and TV stations like ESPN. Apply now for the Illinois Center for Broadcasting spring classes and start your new career in less than a year. Learn more at beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's up? This is Jonathan Hood from ESPN Chicago. People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, you can do just that. ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes now. Listen up. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations like ESPN Chicago, where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. I also teach at ICB, so I know firsthand that it's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports and see what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Tom Waddle, and I'm here to tell you how to get those skills at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, day and night classes, affordable tuition, and job placement assistance, you can start a new career in less than a year at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
What's up? This is Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night on ESPN Chicago. Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard can help you find the career you love. I also teach at ICB because I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Well, ICB is enrolling students for day and evening classes right now. Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training, on air, and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations like ESPN Chicago, where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. Why waste another minute in a career that you just don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports and see what the Illinois Center for Broadcasting has to offer. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Start a new career in 1 year. What's up? It's Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night, an instructor at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Don't get stuck with high tuition that a 2 or 4 year college will cost you. Train intensively for 1 year with affordable tuition. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, here's what you'll get. Flexible day and night classes, hands-on experience, amazing internship opportunities, and excellent job placement assistance. Put your passion to work. Visit beonair.com/Chicago Sports. You know you want to. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Dave Jude. If you'd love a career in sports, check out the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports or text Chicago Sports to 33239. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting trains you for on-air and behind the scenes in radio, TV, and web. With internships, financial aid for those who qualify, and job placement, start your career in less than a year. Check out exciting sports careers at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports or text Chicago Sports to 33239.
You can have a new career in 1 year. This is Tom Waddle for the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Don't get caught in the high tuition that a 2 or 4 year college will cost you. Train intensively on your radio or television career for 1 year with affordable tuition. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, here's what you get. Flexible class schedules, hands-on experience, amazing internship opportunities, and excellent job placement assistance. Put your passion to work. Visit beonair.com/Chicago Sports today. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
No post-game interview tonight. We will be back tomorrow, 2:30 game time for Northwestern. We will see you next time here on SportsTownChicago.com.